I've got a buzz here. It says, I signed on to Dan Calkins' lawsuit because I wasn't invited to sign on to Tom's lawsuit. I'm happy to contribute to anyone protecting my rights. Tell Tom to suck it up. I contributed to a GSL and an ISRA lawsuit also. Does Tom need funding? There was no prerequisite to donate to be a part of Dan's lawsuit. Now, joining me to talk about this, because you had sent out a press release saying, you know, sadly, whether intentional or otherwise, several hundred citizens of the state of Illinois in their efforts to obtain individual legal representation for themselves are likely going to be required to find other avenues to assert their rights. It's never appropriate for non-lawyer politicians to engage directly or as intermediaries in the solicitation of clients in need of legal representation. So what's going on here with Dan Calkins' lawsuit? It's not the same as your lawsuit. And what kind of lawsuits have you got cooking? And was Dan in the wrong here?
No, I'm never one inclined to say anybody's in the right or wrong. I mean, I have lawsuits pending on behalf of my clients who hired me. And, you know, I have a license to practice law, unlike Mr. Calkins. And so many people have hired me to represent them in these issues, as well as other issues. And so I have a direct relationship with my clients. And so it seems that Dan, in his desires to do something, wanted to file a lawsuit. And again, Dan's not a lawyer. He can file a lawsuit on his own behalf. He can go hire a lawyer to represent him, etc. But Dan started promoting he was going to file a lawsuit, or he kept using the word we. I don't know who we is. And that if you want to join my lawsuit, send an email with your name, address, and phone number to, I think, dan@dancalkins.com. And so he was soliciting clients. And non-lawyers don't typically solicit clients because that can get you into a lot of trouble. I wasn't sure if Dan was trying to solicit clients for a lawyer and he was like their agent, or I didn't know what he was doing. And again, that's his business. It wasn't any of mine. And so then when that lawsuit got filed, Dan and one other man are the only listed plaintiffs, the guy's business too. So technically Dan, one other person in their business. And then they name some association that nobody's ever heard of. And all of these people started asking questions of calling me, many of them, why they weren't listed as plaintiffs, because they thought they were hiring a lawyer that Dan was helping put this together. And they were confused. And so when we started checking into it, we realized there were some things going on. And additionally, then, once people were sending their name, address, and phone number, thinking and believing, based upon Dan's assertions, that they were going to be joining a lawsuit, which is legal vernacular, they were being asked to contribute money to a legal defense fund that was really just Dan's political campaign account. And I have one of my clients now who I'm trying to help and get out of that mess, and six of them total, but one in particular actually sent a contribution to Dan's political campaign account. So I don't know what the heck is going on there, but sadly there's a lot of people that are upset and confused, thinking that they were going to be participating, actively participating as individuals in a lawsuit, and they're not. And they've never heard of law-abiding gun owners of Macon County. They never agreed to join any association. I mean, if they wanted to contribute money to an association, they would contribute money to the National Rifle Association or the State Rifle Association or any other actual association that exists for these gun save lives. I mean, there's all kinds of them, and that's perfectly appropriate. But there was no communication to these people that that's what they were being asked to do, and many of them feel misled.
So there was some monies from his campaign fund being allocated to these associations that have other lawsuits going, because I know the State Rifle Association has a lawsuit cooking, and I know right. I think Gun Save Lives also has a lawsuit cooking, right?
Yeah, you can. Now again, I'm not getting into giving people, you know, detailed legalese about campaign finance law, but a campaign account can contribute money to not-for-profits, okay? So those organizations that you're referring to are not-for-profit organizations. So you can contribute campaign funds to a not-for-profit. It's perfectly appropriate. What you can't do is use campaign money for your own personal legal fees. You can't, you know, if you're going to use legal fees as a politician, spend money on legal fees, it has to be associated with your political activities, right? And this lawsuit that was filed by Mr. Calkins in his individual capacity, he can't use campaign account funds because it has nothing to do with his political activities. So in my opinion, that would be improper. And you certainly can't use that money to pay for some association that doesn't exist as a not-for-profit. It would be inappropriate too. So, you know, you can give it to Gun Saves Lives. You can give it to National Rifle Association, et cetera, because again, those are not-for-profit organizations.
I see what's going on here. So Dan Calkins, and we're going to try to talk to Dan Calkins about this so that I can get his side on the thing, on this thing too. But what I'm seeing here is that they created an association, a non-for-profit, to kind of dance around this, you know, you're paying for my legal fees directly as a contributor to my campaign fund.
I have to correct you on that, Kat. There is no not-for-profit association. Law-abiding gun owners does not exist. The only way you can create an association is if a bunch of people knowingly and intentionally come together and create an organization, okay? So if you had 10, 20, 100, 1,000 people, like if you want to join the National Rifle Association, you actually go and agree to be a member. That's how an association is created. Dan is trying to suggest is that, oh, you all wanted to join my lawsuit, so that meant you wanted to be parts of my association. It doesn't work. It's not going to happen. So there is no association. And
it's a front.
Again, it's a front. It's a ruse is what it is. Because, again, you can only join an association if you intended to join the association. You can't suggest that, well, you wanted to join my lawsuit, and since you all wanted to join my lawsuit, that meant you wanted to be a member of my association. So I just called you all members of my association, and I'm going to use your money for the association, for my legal defense. I'm not saying anybody was acting with bad faith. I'm not, because people that are defending what's going on here with Dan is because he's a politician. They know him. He probably does a good job for them. But when you break this down in legalese and strict legal interpretation, there's all kinds of improprieties, and that doesn't necessarily mean it was done in bad faith, and I want to make that clear.
Yeah, and I'll ask Dan about it, and we'll see. You know, it could have just been I wanted to do something, and this was a way for me to do something.
Which is what I told you in my press release. Non-lawyers shouldn't engage in these types of activities because they don't know what they're doing.
Right. Now, are you suing currently Dan Calkins and representing a group of your plaintiffs who believed that their financial donations required was going to give them plaintiff status in Dan Calkins' suit? So do you have a current lawsuit against Dan Calkins on behalf of that group of plaintiffs? Okay.
No, I did not. We did not sue Dan. What we did is that case that Dan filed, six of these individuals who felt they were misled, and there's more. Many people sending me the messages, but six of these individuals felt misled that they were going to be joined to this lawsuit, and now there's a suggestion that they're members of some association that they've never heard of, never agreed to be a part of, or anything. So we filed a request in that case for the judge to issue an order clearly saying we're not members of an association, we don't know anything about an association, and that we don't want anybody to suggest that we are, and that to the extent we're not plaintiffs in this case, just leave us alone. And the one particular client of mine said, give me my money back.
Yeah. Now, I do want to, and I would be remiss if I did not ask this question. I got to ask it. So is there, and you're not going to imply that Dan is doing anything nefarious, but is there something politically that would cause Dan Calkins to create his own lawsuit and just not give, because my question is, why didn't he just give you a call and solicit people to sign up as plaintiffs on your lawsuit? Why didn't he just say, hey, Tom, can we work together on this? I feel like this could have all been avoided had he, because he used parts of your lawsuit.
Well, he used the whole thing, and he offered to pay me for my work, and I said no. But, you know, I'm just one lawyer. If the lawyer that represents Dan, Mr. Stocks, he's a good guy. He's a lawyer. If he would have went out trying to acquire clients to represent under whatever he wanted to do, perfectly appropriate. He could have got 20,000 people, and that would have been great. That's all for Jerry to do. But when Dan started doing this stuff, he's not a lawyer. I don't think he was acting on Mr. Stock's behalf, so I don't know what he was doing. But Dan called me and wanted my pleadings, and he wanted to use them and offered to give me financial compensation. I said, absolutely not. That's not appropriate. And if you have a lawyer representing you and that lawyer wants my documents, I'll give them to him for free. I'll give them to any lawyer in the state for free. They can go print them off any case I filed. But I don't want money from you for the use of these documents. And so it appears that Dan, for whatever reason, again, politically, finance, it's his business. You can ask him that question, found it necessary to go out here and create his own lawsuit, again, when he's not even a lawyer. So you have to ask Dan those questions. I'm not suggesting anything nefarious. I would never do that.
He didn't endorse you in the attorney general run. This is where I'm coming from.
I understand. I endorsed Dave Shostokas. But again, you can ask Dan those questions. But he can do whatever he wants. I mean, it almost seems to believe that he was looking to, you know, maybe he was wanting to represent his, you know, but he's asking for people across the whole state to join his lawsuit well outside his political district. So I don't know if he has political ambitions. He was looking to further. I have no idea, but it was just a bad idea to do that. And again, I don't know who he was doing it for, because he's not a lawyer. People thought he was soliciting them to be a client. I mean, there were people that called me, and I'm not going to say their names. They thought he was a lawyer and that he was looking for clients to join his case. And it was just, it's a disaster. And again, I hope everybody that, you know, thought they were getting in that case is satisfied or changes what they want to do. But the attorney general, that's not going to go well. The attorney general's got some of the best lawyers in the state. I respect them all. They know exactly what's going on there. And that's not going to go well with that fake association that they've created.
Mm-hmm. Is this in any way going to harm what you've got cooking as far as...
Yeah.
It will?
No, it's not going to... Not at all. I mean, the cases that myself and other very good lawyers have filed in the state courts and in the federal courts, they're not impacted by this at all whatsoever legally. But, you know, it's sad when you have, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands of people in our state looking to be invested in and be a part of efforts that are going to defend their rights, which is noble, that they get caught up in something that, again, intentional or otherwise, just really cast a cloud of you know, irregularity. I'll use that word. It's more neutral. That just shouldn't even be there. It shouldn't have been there whatsoever. And again, the whole sending money to the campaign account, it really puts an improper, view on this issue. And I hope it gets resolved and everybody is, you know, happy with the outcome. That's all I care about.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Tom DeVore, and keep fighting for that Second Amendment right of ours. I appreciate you joining me here on the Morning Buzz.
All right. Thank you, Kat. Take care, Kat. Bye.
Cities 92.9, the news and talk of Bloomington Normal with me, Dan Calkins, on the line to talk about Tom DeVore's release. So in the release, he said, sadly, whether intentional or otherwise, several hundred citizens of the state of Illinois in their efforts to obtain individual legal representation for themselves are likely going to be required to find other avenues. And he said it's never appropriate for non-lawyer politicians to directly engage or solicit clients in need of legal representation. And who is he talking about here? Who is Tom DeVore talking about? Dan Calkins. Because Dan Calkins has a lawsuit, and I wanted to have you on. I've already talked to Tom about this, so I have a few questions. But just an overall understanding, can you give us what is going on with your lawsuit and what your intentions were with filing this lawsuit did you file with the attorney general?
Certainly, and thank you for this opportunity, Kat. Great to be back talking with you again. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Now, Tom filed a lawsuit down in Effingham that got great results. He got a ruling in his favor, a temporary ruling in his favor. And it created a lot of interest in our district, the 88th House District, my new district, and surrounding areas as to why weren't we doing something similar to that in Macon County. And I thought about it, and I contacted a local attorney, and I said, so what do you think? Can we do something? And he said, well, let me look at it. And he did, and he said, yeah, we can do something. So I said, you know, here's what, you know, we had a deal, and we agreed on, you know, how much the most it would cost us to go through this effort. And then I went out, and I let people know that we were going to go ahead with this in Macon County. And if they wanted to help be a part of it and help me, they could, you know, sign up to be supporters of what we're doing. And if they wanted to donate to the cause, they could send some money to my campaign. There was another a company, the Bullet Trap down in Macon, was also enthused about this, so they put it up on their website. If they, you know, people wanted to donate to the legal fund, they could do that. So it's been very transparent from the beginning. This is a legal fund that will pay for our attorney fees. And, you know, I made it very clear at the very, very first, and you can go on my Facebook page, Dan Calkins, Illinois State Representative, and there's a video that I recorded. Mm-hmm. And I told people, you know, if we have more money than we need, that money will be used to help defend our Second Amendment rights. So, Mr. DeVore, I don't know what's wrong. I'm not sure what I've done to offend him. But this isn't a fundraising effort for me. This is a fundraising effort that for people that want to help defeat this, what we believe, an unconstitutional law.
Now, Tom DeVore is saying, you know, that you are the only plaintiff in this case and you're named with your attorney, and that your using of political contributions to legal defense expenses is nefarious or wrong in some sort of way. Is that wrong?
That's totally wrong. I mean, that's completely wrong, and I don't know why Tom feels like he has to try to spin something to make himself look good. You know, he's done good work, and he should concentrate on continuing the work that he's doing. I don't know why he's chosen to pick on me. We have a common enemy, and that's this law that we feel is unconstitutional. There's nothing wrong with what I've done. I've had it checked by our attorney, and there's nothing nefarious about any of this.
Mm-hmm. Now, he also says that, you know,
I'm not the only person named in the lawsuit as a plaintiff.
Okay.
I mean, he's, I don't know what's wrong with Tom. We have a gentleman named Perry Lewin, who is the owner of a pawn shop and an FFL, a gun store, is also the named a plaintiff. So there's two named plaintiffs, actually, Tom. So, you know, get your facts right.
Mm-hmm. So there's two named plaintiffs in this, and the contributions to the campaign goes to the legal fees here. Now, are these contributions being funneled in any way through a front association? So this is what my conversation with Tom kind of played out as, and he said that this is a front association, so it's not going, like, it would be legal, and I don't know if he really, you know, he didn't get into the legalese of all of the campaign contributions and where they can go to.
And that's because he doesn't want to. He's wrong. And I've stayed out of this. I've not. You're the first person that I've actually talked to, Kat, to lay this all out. I've tried to stay above board, take the high road. Tom just seems to keep wanting to pound away and pound away. I don't know whether he just misses the spotlight of running for attorney general. I don't know what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing nefarious or illegal. The money, as I told people, you go watch it. I said, you want to send a donation, you can email it to me at my campaign headquarters, or you can donate it through the Bullet Trap. Or later, we found a way to link my webpage, where people could go on my webpage and donate online. It's all to me. The campaign contributions are going in my campaign fund that people send to me. Mm-hmm. And there's none of this underhanded stuff that Tom is trying to stir crap up about exists.
Right. Well, and I say this about the Republican Party all the time. I don't understand why we got to eat each other. Right. What really rose my eyebrows about this and why I reached out to Dan, because it seems like there's just a constant, the Republican Party just seems to be eating each other up. And I don't really see a problem here. Now that you've explained it, I did see kind of a problem where you would take your contributions. And if these plaintiffs were led to believe that, or if these people who were contributing were led to believe that they would be plaintiffs, I would see where that's an issue. And he says that he's got people who explained to him that they are peeved off about their financial donations not being dedicated to them being plaintiffs. Now, however, I did watch your Facebook live, or I think it was a Facebook video, and mm-hmm. Guilty. somebody had reached out to us via our text line, 309-451-9299, and they had asked, hey, how do I get on Dan Calkins' lawsuit? I don't know the exact text. I'd have to pull it up. But they had asked, what should I do? And I said, well, you would want to start out by emailing Dan Calkins. And I gave them your email address because they were wanting to be involved in some sort of way. Now, this is you taking on the lawsuit along with that other plaintiff you named from the mm-hmm. pawn shop. And correct. You are kind of acting as the, you and the pawn shop are acting as the people who are suing, JB, Kwame Raoul, and the like, the state, for infringing on our 2A rights. They're not plaintiffs. These people who are contributing to your campaign are not going correct. To be plaintiffs. When I watched the video, that's not my what my interpretation was, which is why I told people to go to Dan or email you. And I figured, that you would point them in the right direction.
And there's follow-up postings. We put up a rather lengthy post after Tom started attacking me and explaining exactly why we did what we did. And I think that made Tom unhappy. This is a big money-making deal for Tom. He's made almost $500,000 in the last month or so with these two lawsuits and soon to be three lawsuits. And I don't, I don't understand, why he thinks he needs to get involved in mine. He can go out and solicit people all he wants. There's nothing in anything that I've said that, the people that he claims to represent was never expressed. They're part of our support. Everybody has been told that I appreciate your support for helping and joining our efforts, our lawsuit. Our attorney, Jerry Stocks, has been very, very clear why you don't want to name 600 or 1,200 people in this lawsuit.
My next question, Dan, was why not just kind of give Tom a phone call and say, hey.
I talked to him, and I've corresponded with him. He is on a rampage. I don't know why. He won't listen. He's talked to our attorney yesterday, called the attorney general's office. He's making a mess of this. It's not going to hurt us. Our lawsuit is very soundly based. The group of people that have wanted to help us out are all helping us out. I think out of, 800 or 900 people, there might be 12, maybe 15 people who've asked to be taken out of our association. And I think 5 or 6 people have asked for their donations to be returned, which I've been very, very clear about. If you're not happy, if you think that this is something different than what you want, you don't have to be a part of the association, and I will return your donation, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a little different. That's one thing, too. He said, that the gun saves lives and the NRA, these are true associations, which kind of raised my eyebrows, but I'm not too sure what this association is.
So that's clarify that. And, okay. And I'm not an attorney, so I'm going to be paraphrasing law. And this is as it's been explained to me. For the purposes of this lawsuit, and that's where we'll focus, an association in the eyes of the courts is any, this is a voluntary, unincorporated association, is any two or more people who come together for a common purpose that are not in it, or they are not incorporated, and they're not part of a partnership. Now, that's kind of the legal definition of the association. And our association has several hundred people who want to be a part of our effort. And they've come to us voluntarily, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have a common purpose, and that is to overturn this anti or unconstitutional law that affects our Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it only takes two people to have to have this association. We have several hundred that want to be a part of it. This is a legal definition. It is a legal way for people to participate without exposing themselves to any further legal action or liability.
Mm. Yeah, and let's talk about that a little bit, Dan. Why would you not want to be named as a plaintiff? You kind of alluded to it a little bit. Why would I not want to have, I don't know, 600, 700 plus people listed as plaintiffs on a case? Is there a reason why you didn't go the route of, soliciting on behalf of the attorney to get these guys as plaintiffs? And
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's three reasons, but the first reason is the most important reason. If the defendants, this in this case, the attorney general representing any of those three other people, if any of those people decide that they want to take this to trial, let's just say that they go, okay, we lost our appeal. The judge in Effingham has said this is a temporary order, and we will go to trial and determine whether there's going to be a permanent order. Well, before you go to trial, the defendants have a right to depose every one of the plaintiffs, all 600 and some odd of them.
Yeah.
The attorney general has 400 and some odd people on their legal team. They can ask for and will receive, the judge will grant them the right to call each one of those people in individually and depose them as to their standing in that case.
Mm.
That deposition could easily include, I want to know every gun that you have. I want to know every safe that it's in. I want to know everything about your FOID card.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to subject yourself to that? And is Tom DeVore going to sit through hundreds and hundreds of depositions and defend you in front of the attorney general?
Right.
For $200.
Right. Well, and here's one thing that I could foresee happening, right? And there's no, I don't know, I didn't go through the process to be listed as a plaintiff on Tom DeVore's case. However, I kind of skimmed through it. I don't think there's anything that, you know, it doesn't get into the details of you have to be a FOID carrying member. Now, if I am pro 2A and I don't have a FOID card, I could have easily paid Tom DeVore the $200. And then they open it up and they say, well, this guy doesn't have a FOID card. This person, you know, failed this mm-hmm. background check. This person shot somebody in their home. And you open
Correct.
Yourself up. Ah, that's interesting. I thought it was kind of strange to see all those plaintiffs because I've never really read a lawsuit that has more than like two or three plaintiffs on there. Because
it's
lengthy.
Just do the math. $200, you have to send Tom $200 to get your name as a plaintiff on his lawsuit. Do the math, $200 times however many plaintiffs there are.
Mm. There, I think it was like 800 the last time I checked, 860 something. But yeah, you're right.
So our lawsuit There is no requirement to be a part of our association. There's no charge for helping. It's a voluntary donation, and that money will be used to pay our legal expenses, and if anything's left over, that money will be used to help fight these other lawsuits down the road.
Now, these five, six people who are kind of upset and have left your lawsuit, what would you have to say to them?
We took great pains to let people know they were not going to be named as plaintiffs. If there's a misunderstanding, I apologize. I did not intend to, nor do I think I misled anyone. But if people misunderstood or they took this a different way than it was intended, I apologize for that because it's on me. And I will make sure that their name is no longer associated with our lawsuit. And if they donated to us, I am more than willing and happy and will, quite frankly, promptly refund any donation that they made. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Well, Dan, thank you for enlightening me because, the way Tom kind of phrased it is that there was, you didn't say that it was, malice or that you had intent, but it was, he didn't like the whole and he thought it was inappropriate, I guess, for non-lawyers to engage directly. Now, I did want to ask you, did you endorse Tom DeVore for Attorney General? And is this, why not just give Tom a phone call and say, hey, I've got these people. Can you add them to your list as plaintiffs? Why create something yourself?
I didn't create this. Tom created it. He started it. He's pursued it. He's interceded in our lawsuit in Macon County without asking. Yes, I endorsed Tom. I endorsed the whole ticket in the general election. I endorsed all of the Republicans. I was with Tom on several occasions during the campaign. Tom is a lawyer. I'm not. I've corresponded via text message and emails. He's gotten on my Facebook page and put up things that I think are probably derogatory. Well, they are derogatory and defamatory. I don't know, but I'm not interested in that. And I can't talk to Tom. He has already made it perfectly clear that he's on his own trail. Mm. And there's another thing that I can say to him. He's talked to my attorney, Jerry Stocks. Jerry has informed him of everything that we've talked about. He doesn't want to accept it. He thinks he's smarter than anyone else. So we'll just see 1:30 Friday in Macon County Court.
Mm. Well, and I wanted to also, you said you endorsed Tom. Now, that was just in the general, correct? Did you endorse David Shostokas in the primary?
Yes, I did.
And do you mind telling me why?
He's a very competent constitutional attorney with a solid temperament and a wealth of experience in election law, who has worked all over the country on election law. And I felt as the attorney general, that would be an area that he would focus on and help us clean up some of our problems in elections in Illinois. Wasn't against Tom. I just thought that David was the better person, the better candidate.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Dan Calkins, thanks so much for joining me here on Cities 92.9 and taking the time.
Well, thank you for letting me talk with your all of your listeners. And Kat, you do a great job. Call me anytime.